Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf and Practice. Rabbi Zilberstein asks a very interesting question based on today's Daf, Maseches Pesachim, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Mor introduces a concept of chashad. We've seen chashad in other places in Shas. Gemara is talking about how a person should not bring his own wood to the Beis HaMikdash because when he's finished using the wood, he's going to bring it back home. People are choshed that he's perhaps taking the Atzei Hekdesh, even though it's his own personal etim. And in order to avoid that, we say a person should only use the etim of the Beis HaMikdash and should not bring his own firewood to burn the kachim in the Beis HaMikdash. So based on this, he asks the following question. What happens if a person takes of his mezuzah to be checked? Should he leave the case there on the doorpost because a person might walk by and say, wait a second, this is a religious home and they have no mezuzah. How could that be? So maybe it's better to leave an empty case there, lest the person be choshed him not having the mitzvah of mezuzah. So what's the din? So Rav Zilberstein quotes from a Shvus Yaakov, and the Shvus Yaakov had been asked a shaila that we know we paskin if a person lit Neres Chanukah and he put in the right amount of oil and everything was done kedasu kedin, and somehow the fire went out anyways. The din is you don't have to relight it. Gemara and Shabbos we learned in Masechah Shabbos we learned kavsalo zakikla, it goes out, you don't have to relight it. Nonetheless, the Shvus Yaakov said, and he recommended, that a person should relight it. Why relight it? Because others will be choshed that they're going to walk by your house and not see the candles lit during Shas Halakha. They'll be choshed you didn't perform the mitzvah. He goes on to prove from various Gemaras that this is the case. The Gemara itself by Hanukkah says a person has two windows, and a person could walk by one window and not by the other window, so you have to put a candle by each window so a person is not choshed at all of that. This family didn't light Neres Chanukah. So we see how chashad is so important when it comes to Neres Chanukah and other areas as well. So Rav Zilberstein Paskin, he said that a person takes down the mezuzah. He says they want to check the mezuzah, send it to the sofer. He says there's room to be choshed if you don't leave the case up that people are going to be choshed, doesn't have a mezuzah, and therefore Paskin, you should in fact leave the case up, even though it might be a tircha to take it down, put it back up, take it down a second time to put the clock back in. Nonetheless, he felt it was appropriate to leave the case up, even though it's empty. I'll leave off with just a shiloh that comes up without going through any of the details, but something to think about. Once in a while, you have a sefer, in shuls once in a while, there's a chumash that they printed, or they the chumash with the cover upside down. So, but inside, the words are the opposite direction of the cover. So if you put the chumash in the way where the letters are written, the psukim are written, from the outside it appears that the chumash is upside down. But that's really the right way, because in the inside, the psukim are in the right direction. Or is it best for a person to flip it upside down so the cover looks like it's the right way, even though on the inside, the psukim are upside down? So leave that off at Tzarchin. Anybody has any interesting Amar Mekomos on that? Feel free to send it in to me. Everybody should have a wonderful day.